Well, there's a lot going on in the world of prophecy, especially surrounding the Middle East. And as we talked about on a previous PEC report, for some reason, events in the Middle East and events in ufology seem to coincide. So we recently did a PEC report on the Pentagon admitting that it looks into and investigates UFOs, which that's a pretty big deal. And in that PEC report, I said, you know, keep your eyes on Israel and see what's coming, because I think in the next few days, maybe a couple weeks or so, we might see something. So we're gonna keep up on that. But right now, while Jordan awaits the Trump deal of the century, there's a lot of fear and rumors that the kingdom will pay a heavy price whether it accepts or rejects the deal of the century. So we have to talk about that, and we also have to talk about the U.S. ambassador to Israel proclaims that Israel is on the side of God. So we're going to look at all of this in light of current Bible prophecy being fulfilled, all that and more in today's PEC report. All right, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good Memorial Day weekend and all that. So, yeah, a lot has been going on. Today, actually, was a pretty busy day for me. For those of you who follow me on Skywatch TV, then you know that I host a show with Donna Howell called Chalk Talk. There are brand new episodes of Chalk Talk coming your way. We actually just got done recording three episodes today, so that was fun. That was good to do. So we have those out of the way. Then I'm recording a few PEC reports tonight for the people who I sent it off to get it up on the website and all that. So they can have a Memorial Day weekend as well. And then later, at the time of this recording, I'm recording this on Friday. So you probably won't see this till Saturday. But on Friday tonight, I'm interviewing Gary Wayne on CERN and Bible prophecy. So it's a very packed day full of making videos and things having to do with the Bible and prophecy and stuff like that. I should mention, too, that I just got a couple of samples back from my web developers on the brand new website. It is phenomenal. Daily Renegade is basically going to be like a mini YouTube. It's going to be really easy to navigate. You're going to be able to create your own profile. You're going to be able to save the videos that you want to watch later or save them in your favorites. And it's fantastic. So I saw one sample today, and they're sending another one a little bit later, so I can pick which one I like the best. But I got to tell you, this new website, it's going to be phenomenal, especially for members. So if you haven't had a chance, become a member today at dailyrenegade.com. So let's get right into it. Jordan is in the news. This comes from JPost. Now, as the U.S. administration prepares to roll out its long-awaited plan for peace in the Middle East, and we've talked about this many times on PEC Report, there's been supposed leaks, there's been rumors going around about what it may or may not include, but while all this going on, there are indications of growing instability and consternation in Jordan, which actually might be prophetic. You know, there are some people that wonder if this deal of the century, if this could actually be the covenant of many spoken of in Daniel. Maybe it's a precursor to something that the Antichrist will put into motion. We don't really know. Now, facing increased demands for major political and economic reforms in the kingdom, King Abdullah II seems worried that his kingdom will pay a heavy price whether it accepts or rejects the deal. The monarch's biggest fear, political analysts say, is that the plan would require Jordan to absorb millions of Palestinians who are already living in the kingdom. So Abdullah is also worried that the plan would end the Hashemites' historic custodianship over the holy sites in Jerusalem in favor of other Arab and Islamic countries like Saudi Arabia and Morocco. Now, in an attempt to reassure the Jordanian monarch, U.S. President Donald Trump, his Middle East envoy, Jason Greenblatt, last month took to Twitter to announce at King Abdullah II and Jordan are strong U.S. allies. Rumors that our peace vision includes a confederation between Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian Authority, or that the vision contemplates making Jordan the homeland for Palestinians, are incorrect. Please don't spread rumors. So we have that to look at. Now, Greenblatt's announcement, however, Greenblatt's announcement has thus far, sorry, my screen kind of skipped out for a second. I lost my notes, but has thus far failed to calm the king and other Jordanians who continue to talk about a U.S. conspiracy against Jordan. So, you know, this has been something that's ongoing for a while. We're always seeing this kind of thing. Although, let me know what you think. Does it seem to be ramping up lately? Does it seem to be getting more and more? I think so. Now, even worse, Jordanian officials and political analysts fear that several Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, are colluding with the Trump administration to force Jordan to make far-reaching concessions so as to facilitate the implementation of the deal. Now, the most significant concession, they believe will come in the form of the resettlement of millions of Palestinians in the kingdom where the economy is facing huge challenges, not only because of refugees from Palestine, Iraq, and Syria, and drops in foreign aid, but also as a result of rampant corruption and mismanagement. So a report released last week by the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, said that Jordan has continued to preserve macroeconomic stability in a difficult environment. As a result, the kingdom will still need substantial donor involvement. Now, indicating that global, regional, and domestic environments are expected to remain difficult, the IMF report said that Jordan will continue to face the burden of hosting some 1.4 million Syrian refugees at a time of slow growth, high unemployment, and sizable financial needs. Now, that if you think about it, that could cause, if that happens, that could cause a situation. Think about what the Antichrist will be. It's going to be he's going to be a political leader that's going to provide answers to Israel, to the point that this will be who the Orthodox Jews have been looking for as Messiah. This will be their Messiah figure that they're talking about basically every day now. And you know, what if what's going on right now causes that situation? You know, causes that turmoil where then this political figure could come in, you know, and fix things up, and you know, then be revered as the Messiah, but really would be the Antichrist. You know, so that's why, you know, if this whole deal thing goes through, I don't think that would mean Donald Trump or even Jared Kushner would have to be the Antichrist. Jared Kushner, we've done videos on that before. You know, is it possible? And sure, it's possible. But there's still a lot of things to look at, and we'll have to see how all this plays out. So the report also pointed out that Jordan has weathered a series of severe shocks for several years now. In addition to the hosting of the Syrian refugees, the kingdom has also faced the disruption of critical export markets and transportation routes, as well as rising borrowing costs. So the economic crisis and recurring reports about corruption cases in the public and private sectors have sparked a wave of protest in Amman and other Jordanian cities in the past few months. The protests are mainly directed against the government, although a few Jordanians have also taken the unusual step of criticizing the king and holding him responsible for the bad policies of the government. The protests recently prompted Abdullah to order a reshuffle of the Jordanian cabinet, the third of its kind in less than a year. The move is seen in the context of the king's effort to tackle economic challenges and prepare Jordan for Trump's peace deal. And it's going to be really interesting when that finally comes out. And we're right there. We're almost there. Is it going to be accepted? I would say probably not. But I don't know, because every time that I try to think about things in terms of what has happened before, this time around, it seems like trying to predict it that way doesn't work out. And maybe it's because we're further in the end times than we might think. That could be it. It could be a variety of factors. But, you know, I want to know what you have to say. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Do you think that do you think that they're going to accept Trump's peace deal here? It'd be interesting to know what you think. Now, we have to talk about Jordanian Minister of State for Media Affairs, Jumana Gunamat, who said last March that some individuals try to question Jordan's stances in an attempt to destabilize the country. But before we get there, I should probably tell you about, well, where are we going to go today? Well, let's go to Ultimate Bundle's Healthy Meal Planning. That's a good place to go. Yeah, make sure you click on the link for this. It takes all the guesswork out for you. It's an excellent package for healthy recipes, whole food recipes. You get over 1,000 whole food recipes. It all integrates with a Real Plan app. It takes all the guesswork out for you. You don't have to research how to make a healthy meal in a short amount of time. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you have Ultimate Bundle's Healthy Meal Planning. So make sure you click in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com. While you're there, check out the USCCA. This is actually really easy. You can just text PECK, P-E-C-K, to the number 87222. Now, I know the graphic says visit joshpeckdisclosure.com. Just go to dailyrenegade.com. Easiest way is to text PECK to 87222. We got to update some of these graphics because we've been updating the website. But this is self-defense, education, training, and legal protection. You never know when you're going to have to defend yourself against an attack or somebody breaks into your house. And if you do have to defend yourself, it's going to be extremely expensive. It can ruin your life just because you're defending yourself and your family. That is why you want to come and be a member of the USCCA. They take care of all the costs for you. Membership is extremely affordable. There are three levels of protection, so you can pick whatever works best for you. Make sure you check them out. Don't deplete your life savings just to prove your innocence. Okay, so Jordan's stance on Palestinian issues, they have been pretty public. Sorry, again, my notes, I don't know if it's a problem with my computer or what's going on, but my notes keep like flickering out and then resetting. So sorry about that. You'll have to bear with me. After this PECK report, I'll have to find out what the problem is and correct it. But Jordan's stance on Palestinians, on the Palestinian issue and Jerusalem is apparently unwavering, namely the two-state solution in accordance with international legitimacy and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Now, the Jordanian Minister of State for Media Affairs, Jumana Gunamat, her remarks reflect Jordan's concern over Trump's upcoming plan, particularly in the wake of reports that makes no reference to the two-state solution. This has sparked a wave of rumors among Jordanians regarding a U.S.-Israel conspiracy to turn Jordan into a Palestinian state. Let me ask you, do you think that that's what's going on? These rumors have been reinforced by claims that Abdullah was being kept out of the loop about the details of the peace plan. And former Jordanian Minister of Information, Sami Al-Maita, said that Jordan always wants to be updated and consulted about any future plans for peace. So he told the pan-Arab media outlet, The New Arab, quote, Jordan has good relations with the U.S. and plays a role in regional issues. Jordan wants a plan that is based on the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative and international resolutions. Jordan wants a viable initiative. Jordan has not departed from the equation of peace and a political solution, end quote. Said that Jordan has been proactive locally and internationally in preparation for the announcement of Trump's plan to emphasize the need for resolving the issues of Palestinian refugees and resettlement of Palestinians. Now, several Jordanians and Palestinians who met with Abdullah in recent weeks said he complained that he was under pressure from some Arab countries and the U.S. administration not to reject the peace plan, that he's on, you know, on, they're under pressure for that, you know, which makes sense. Now, again, I want to know, there's more to this story, but we're going to save this for members only. But I do want to know what you think about this. Where do you think this is headed prophetically? Where do you think, how do you think Jordan plays into Bible prophecy in terms of the Middle East as possible peace plan? Do you think that this is prophesied in the book of Daniel? Do you think that this is going to be the catalyst that sets off the reign of the Antichrist? Or is this just another birth pang? Is this just another event that, you know, by itself isn't really all that incredible, but could be something bigger in a series that's going to lead up to the Antichrist? I want to know what you think. Please leave a comment in the comment section below. If you're viewing this on YouTube, yes, do that. Please leave a comment in the comment section below, and please subscribe and subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications. Don't forget you do that. It's very important. And look, we got so much stuff for members. You want to be a member of Daily Renegade. To be a member, just go to dailyrenegade.com. You get a whole bunch of stuff that we can't provide on YouTube. And look, we're trying. You know, we're trying everything we can. We've even made the decision to try not monetizing any videos anymore to see if that will basically make the YouTube algorithm not pay attention to us, you know, forget about us and leave us alone. I recently spoke with L.A. Marzulli, and when he demonetized his own channel, he was able to say a lot more stuff. So, but, you know, at the same time, we still got to be really careful. So we're even trying that. But in order for that to work, because we do actually rely on ad revenue, making that decision, it is costing us thousands of dollars. So your help could assist in taking care of all that, you know, in helping with that. Let's build something together. That's what I'm getting at here. That's what I'm trying to say. Become a member at dailyrenegade.com. Your membership can help ensure that we don't have to worry about being censored. You get exclusive ad-free videos that you can't find anywhere else. You get full episodes of Peck Report, Apollineering, Christian Contrarian, Through the Black, lots of other great stuff, Z-Files. You'll also have full access to members-only message board, which is becoming a full forum. Like I told you, it's basically, what we're building is basically a mini YouTube. You're going to be able to set your own profile picture. You're going to have your own account. You're going to be able to put up your own posts. It's like its own, Daily Renegade is going to be like its own social media thing that we'll all get to take part in together. And it's a place where hosts and viewers can fellowship together. So a membership to Daily Renegade, it is only $10 a month or $100 a year. That is the better deal, because then you get 2 months for free. You just pay once and you don't have to think about it for a whole year. But either way, it works out to being less than a cup of coffee a day. Breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes more, for every dollar of your membership. And also, you will have access to a platform that's not going to censor you. So, to be a member today, just click on the link in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com. All right, so for everybody viewing on YouTube and Facebook for free, thank you so much. Members, hang on the line. We got more to talk about. Thank you all so much, and until next time, take care and God bless. All right, members, thank you so much for your membership. Now, where we left off, Jordanian MP Musa Hantash, who met last month with the king, claimed that an Arab country was prepared to pay off Jordan's debts in exchange for the king's acceptance of the Trump plan and inclusion of the Muslim Brotherhood on terrorism lists. So Hantash himself is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He did not name the country, although unconfirmed reports have pointed to Saudi Arabia. Now, Hantash told the Jordanian news site Saraya News, quote, "The Hashemite leadership totally rejects anyone who intervenes in Jordanian politics and society," end quote. He went on to quote Abdullah as telling him and other Muslim Brotherhood MPs that the Hashemite custodianship over the holy sites in Jerusalem was being threatened by several parties. And that's something to keep in mind, too. The custodianship over the holy sites in Jerusalem. This peace deal could change all of that. Think about what that really could mean. If that gets switched around, if that gets changed, that could have major prophetic implications. Now, prominent Jordanian columnist Mar Abu Tir claimed in a television interview last month that Jordan has been offered $100 billion in economic projects and grants as part of this peace plan. So Jordan, he said, is today at a very difficult and sensitive crossroad. The chances of Jordan accepting the deal are impossible, even though many believe that the kingdom will eventually surrender to the pressure. However, there are also many sensitivities linked to what's happening in Jordan. As everybody knows, Jordan can't be involved in such solutions, end quote. Let's see. So Abu Tir said that Jordan was betting on the Palestinians to be the first to reject the Trump's plan. So he added, quote, Jordan is betting on the Palestinians to reject the plan because of their direct involvement. Jordan is also relying on the Europeans to reject the deal because, according to confirmed information, they don't support its formula. Jordan may not publicly reject this formula and will not be the first to dismiss it, but Jordan is betting on other safety belts that would stand against this deal, end quote. Now, the columnist predicted that Jordan's ultimate rejection of Trump's deal would come off, would come at a heavy price. So he said, quote, similarly, accepting the plan will also cost Jordan dearly. We're facing two costs and we have to choose one, end quote. So either way, there's a great cost. Now, the anxiety caused by the upcoming revelation of the plan, accompanied by growing demands for major economic and political reforms in the kingdom, are believed to be the reason behind a recent shakeup in the upper political and security echelons of government in Amman. Now, while the cabinet reshuffle is seen as an attempt to tackle the economic crisis, other measures taken by the king indicate that he may also be facing real and unprecedented challenges from home. For example, earlier this month, Abdullah dismissed the director of the country's General Intelligence Department, Adnan al-Jundi. The king said that his move was prompted by complaints about abuses under al-Jundi's administration. The king did not provide details about the alleged abuses. However, he explained that the decision to replace the intelligence chief came at a delicate stage facing the region as a whole, and the huge and unprecedented challenges created by regional changes and unique, intense world climate. In addition to the dismissal of the intelligence chief, the king also fired several senior officials in the royal palace. And according to unconfirmed reports, he has also issued orders to replace the security detail of many members of the royal family. So there's a lot of changes, a lot of turmoil, a lot of things going on, a lot to take into account. And we're not that far from finding out if what Trump's peace plan is going to be, specifically if it's going to divide up the land of Israel or not. Now, I've said from the beginning, I think that would be a very bad idea. It'd be a terrible idea to divide up Israel, specifically Jerusalem, really, you know, any of it. But we have to see how it plays out and if the deal is even accepted. But as usual, I want to know what you think. So leave me a comment in the comment section below. And I really appreciate your membership. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. And it's what's able to keep us going. So all that being said, I hope you are having a great weekend. And until next time, take care and God bless.